This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Protesters are gathering again in Denver over the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis this week. Last night's demonstrations turned violent in Denver. The protest Thursday started peacefully, and State Representative Leslie Herod was there. She says today's protests have forced the closure of Friday's legislative business at the Capitol.
Out of, an abundance of caution in understanding that it's important to, again, allow space and voice for those who want to talk about police brutality, should have that space, and it's safer for, I think, the legislature to continue to convene on Monday.
It's being reported that the Minneapolis police officer seen with his knee on the neck of George Floyd before he died is now in custody. New surveys suggest that Denver area commuters and employers are getting used to telecommuting. Three quarters of employees said they were just as productive while working from home. Companies say they have more favorable attitudes toward teleworking. Ron Papsdorf is with the Denver Regional Council of Governments. He says more people staying home could help alleviate traffic congestion.
Maybe not every single day for 8 weeks in a row, but maybe a day or two a week, right? And that can have a pretty significant impact.
Traffic is down about 20% across the state compared to this time last year. Families who rely on SNAP benefits will now be able to purchase groceries online in Colorado. Amazon and Walmart will both accept EBT cards for online purchases. The benefits don't cover delivery fees and tips. The USDA allows the online purchasing through a federal waiver. This was originally a pilot program, but it was expanded because of the pandemic. This is CPR News.